Good morning. This is Heather Cahoon with a poetry moment. I'll be reading my poem, Orb Weavers. Sunlight shifts snow from solid to liquid form, and gravity takes it to lower ground. It pauses to pool in upper and lower terrace lakes, then merges into a stream that feeds swarts, another microbody of low mountain water, before exiting the foothills and fast streams bordered by stones draped in bottle moss. The olive lime green moss leaves curve and gradually narrow to a point beneath petite urn-shaped capsules that seal in the soft silence of their moist montane home. I was there with my family one summer when I was nothing but boiling blood and body, struggling to align the loose star shoots of my teenage mind. Approaching the trailhead, I saw the nesting ground of spiders, five or six plump-bellied orb weavers clutching unseen webs just off the ground. True to adaptation's intent, they drew me in close enough to touch, near enough to see that they were merely feigning their arachnid form. These mountain lady slipper orchids, imitating orb weavers, hung belly up, their twisting sepal tendrils forming legs long and brown, arching away from either bulging bellies or ellipsoid labellum capsules, both white with mauve speckles and striation, both filled with seed for future young. I'm Heather Cahoon, and that was my poem, Orb Weavers.